Today is not my day. Today does not belong to anyone on this stage. Today is your day. Today is about the power of you. Do you know how powerful you are? Our stories may be different, but I bet some of you grew up with single mothers or fathers. Maybe you came here from Africa or the Caribbean. Maybe you were the first in your family to go to college like I was. Maybe there were times that you didn't have a place to live, no food to eat. The odds were against you. The odds were against you making it here today. But guess what? You did it. You put this day on your calendar. You overcame the odds. You made a decision, and you saw that decision through. So I ask you one more time, do you know how powerful you are? You will change the world. I want you to take the craziest dream you ever had, that dream that you were too embarrassed to tell anyone about, and I want you to go after it. I want you to make it a reality. Let me tell you about this dream that I had, this crazy dream. It was 10 years ago. I decided to run the New York City Marathon. I wanted to raise money for the public school system. I raised $2 million. I even got a call from Oprah, who said that if I beat her marathon time, she would donate a lot of money to the cause. But there was a catch. I had to finish the whole thing. I had to finish the entire race. Now the marathon is 26.2 miles. Have any of y'all been on a treadmill for 1 mile? We 26.2 miles. There ain't a lot of brothers and sisters running that thing, man. Now here's the crazy part. The recommended training time for a marathon is 6 months. But I came up with this idea with only 8 weeks left to train. I only had 8 weeks. Nobody believed I would finish. Everybody thought I was crazy. But there was something in me that just wouldn't listen to them. I made a decision, and I was gonna see that decision through. Now, that sounds all good. I'm talking to myself. All that sounds good, but this is 26.2 miles ahead of me. Now we get to the day of the marathon. I'm feeling good. I just knew I was gonna win the race. So I was pushing my way to the front of the line because I feel like nobody's gonna take you to the front of the line unless you push your way to the front of the line. Let me tell you that again. Nobody is gonna take you to the front of the line unless you push your way to the front of the line. So I pushed my way to the front of the line, and to the left of me and to the right of me are my Kenyan brothers and sisters. I even told them in my confident bison way, I'm gonna see y'all at the finish line. Then the gun goes off. I start running so fast, it's like I'm running a 100-yard dash at the Penn relays. I'm not pacing myself, I'm just trying to keep up with the Kenyans. But then I hit a quarter mile. And all I could see was my brothers and sisters way, 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 way in the distance. Then I hit the 10-mile mark and I learned a very important lesson. I learned why people train for 6 months. See, me and the Kenyans, we weren't even in the same borough anymore. They had already finished the race. And then something suddenly started to happen to my body, something I never felt before. I lost all the sodium in my body. My body starts to lock up and completely break down. I couldn't run no more. I could barely walk. And then I fell to my knees. So now I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna get myself out this situation. Do I take a cab? Do I take a train? But as soon as that thought entered my mind, all I see is news cameras all around me, and they're going live. We are live from the marathon. Since the Kenyans already finished the race, the news went live to see if I was gonna live or die. It got so crazy, I heard the announcer say, "Ooh, Puffy is in trouble now." But in all seriousness, I had to make a decision right there. I had to decide whether I was going to stay on my knees or get up on my feet. I had to decide to get up. I had to decide to run. My toenails started falling off. My sneakers were soaked in blood. Real talk, I'm not being dramatic. But I decided I was going to finish that marathon. And then I make it to mile 20. Thank you, Jesus. I made it to Harlem, where I was born and raised. See, Harlem really doesn't do the marathon thing, but I saw the entire neighborhood come out there to support me. They had turned my hood into a block party. DJs playing music, people waving signs, yelling, go Diddy, go. You see, my Harlem family got me through the marathon, just like my Howard family got me and you to this point today.